Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 110. Keep sowing, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Let that land. Let us not grow weary. Paul wasn't writing to people who had already quit. He was writing to people who were close to it, and that's a significant difference, because you, here right now, you are still standing, you're still trying, and this word was written precisely for you. There is a law woven into creation that does not change. What you sow, you reap. No exceptions. No seed of goodness is ever wasted, not the ones planted in silence, with no applause, with no human recognition in sight. God watches over every single one. He saw it. He recorded it. He does not forget. But between sowing and reaping, there is a season, and that season will not be rushed. The calendar belongs to God, and so does the promise. You may be living in that exact season right now, the time when you've already planted, but you can't see anything breaking through the soil yet, and the silence is heavy. The waiting is tiring. That is real. That's why this verse exists. Paul didn't write it for someone running on full strength. He wrote it for someone whose shoulders are aching. God does not dismiss your weariness. He knows it. He knows how many mornings you got up without wanting to and went anyway. He knows how many times you were kind when nobody was watching. He knows, and he holds you up. Wheat ripens slowly, out of sight. You can't stand at the edge of a field and watch the grain grow, but it is growing. The absence of visible results does not mean nothing is happening. It means you are still in the season of sowing. And sowing requires faith. It requires you to keep doing what you believe, even when your eyes haven't seen the confirmation yet. And the good that God is asking of you is rarely grand. Almost never. It's the meal you bring to someone who can't get out. It's the message you send when you notice someone has gone quiet. It's the door you hold, the time you give, the word you choose with care. These things feel small, but they are seeds, and seeds change the world when planted with persistence. So today, before breakfast, before you launch into everything the day holds, stop for just a moment. Think of someone you know is tired, a friend, a family member, someone you haven't spoken to in a while, and send them a message. Just one, short, sincere, real. It doesn't need to be eloquent. It needs to be true. One small seed planted today, with intention. That is sowing. That is obedience. And God takes care of the rest. Don't give up. The due season is coming. The harvest is coming. Keep going. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.